Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shiur where we talk of Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Perek 6, Mishnah 9, Vav Tet, a very quick Mishnah, but always wonderful Mishnahs here on the PAL. God willing, we're hoping to finish by the end of the week. Hopefully, we'll be able to finish by the end of the week, and then we'll take our summer hiatus, and God willing, come back with a new commentary and a new commentator, Bli Neder Mirtz Hashem. Again, no commentary, but just translation. So let's look at this quick Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya says, Elu sheva midos shemanu chachamim letzadikim. These seven qualities listed by the sages for the righteous, letzadikim, Kulam niskaimu b'Rabbi Yehudah, they were all realized in Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his sons. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is famous for redacting the Mishnah, putting the oral tradition into writing, because it was at a time, he felt it was a dangerous time, that everything was going to be lost orally, so that they put it down and they wrote it down. And then, of course, Ravina Ravashi redacted the Mishnahs, which were paragraphs, succinct sayings and paragraphs of the six tractates of the Mishnah into the Talmud, expounding on the Mishnah, expanding on the paragraphs. What were the seven qualities? That was beauty, strength, wealth, honor, wisdom, acquisition, knowledge, and old age. And the children themselves are the ones that had it. Again, we talked about in the past few Mishnahs how these are wonderful qualities to try to have in life, but to use it for Torah, to use it for the world, to use it for those around us. The beauty, the strength, the wealth, honor, wisdom, acquisition of knowledge, and old age. And those are the things that, you know, we should use only for the good things, for the good ways and the good methods. We shouldn't chase after honor. They say in the Pirkei Avos in the Talmud, if you chase after honor, honor will run away from you. But if you flee from honor, honor will flee after you. So the best thing to do is not to run after honor, but to run away from honor. Beauty, and we're not talking about external beauty or superficial beauty like the society and the culture has. They put such heavy emphasis on looks and appearance. We're talking about the internal beauty, the real beautiful deeds, the real beautiful mannerisms, the real beautiful behavior that we're supposed to have in this world and supposed to do to change this world. Talk about strength. We're not talking about just the strength of building a city. Pirkei Avos says, Ezehu gibor hakovish es yitzro. Who is a really strong person? The person that could fight his evil inclination. And even if he falls all the time, like we learn in Tanakh, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, you keep getting up. Even if you fall down again and again, you keep getting up. The strong person is someone who could withstand his evil and at least fight and get up and fight and get up and keep trying and keep trying. A strong person is not the person that builds a city. Pirkei Avos explains there that Tov erech apayim milochad ir, or something like that. Someone who's strong is someone who's able to control his anger, to control his temper, to control his inner base evil, and to work on it day in and day out. It's harder to change a trait than it is to build an entire city. The phrase goes, the saying goes, it's difficult to work on oneself. You can use your hands to build. That's easy. That's external. You're using your physical might. But the spiritual might, the inner might, the bravery, the courage that's needed to do that. And you think about someone who has a strong connection with alcohol, or a strong connection with smoking, or a strong connection with anything. It's a very, very difficult fight. If someone has a need for a drug, or a need for the phone, or a need for anything, very difficult for that person to work on themselves. And if they're able to go a day or 2 days, if they're able to go to a week or 2 weeks or a month, that's a big win for them. And even if they fall again and again, at least they have those days where they worked on themselves. That's the type of strength we're talking about, the type of courage to have. Then you think about the wealth. What do you use wealth for? What is real ashir? Pirkei Avos explains elsewhere in that same Mishnah in 4:1, Ezehu ashir asameach b'chalko. A real wealthy person is someone who's happy with exactly what Hashem gives them, and he uses his wealth, uses his money to do mitzvahs, to do tzedakah, to do chesed, to give to others, to care for others, and to make sure to live a modest lifestyle with a modest house, modest car. Doesn't need a mansion, doesn't need 21 rooms. If he has 3 bedrooms, then there's a boy room and a girl room, and the parent room, that could be more than enough. And he has a car just to get around, using the wealth, understanding what real wealth is, spiritual wealth, mitzvahs and chesed, that's the real wealth to have. And again, honor is running away from honor. Real honor is serving the Torah, being involved in the Torah, not running after honor, but running away from it. Wisdom, really, and acquisition of knowledge comes from learning the Torah, studying the Torah, being involved in the Torah. That's real wisdom. And that's why the Levium used to teach the younger generation. They would stop working at 50 and become counsel, because Pirkei Avos explains elsewhere, at the age of 40 and 50, you get wisdom, you get the ability to give advice. And the real advice, good wisdom, good acquisition comes from knowledge. And Aseva Tova, David HaMelech teaches us in Pirkei Avos, real good old age is someone who uses his years, uses his days of his years, like we talked about the other day, to make sure that it's a life full of mitzvahs, full of chesed, full of Torah learning, involved in good things, being involved in wonderful things, making sure it's a life lived well, a life that has a good acquisition, good wisdom, and good all of these things mentioned, especially when acquiring a good age of where we do things well in our life, and to make sure to have children, Mizakeni, we sing in the song, Mizakeni, that we should have good children who see the light of the Torah and are involved in the light of the Torah for boys and girls. Join us next time as we finish up the last couple of Mishnahs here on the PAL, and we talk about an interesting story about someone who Rabbi Yossi met on the way here on the PAL with Reb T. I'm your host, Reb T.